Grace to you and peace from the one who makes and creates and sustains all things. Amen. I really enjoy this text because it reflects what many of us feel about our relationship with God. Jacob is on his way to meet his brother Esau. And there he is with his family. I loved that he had 11 children. And took them all out there, and they crossed the Jabbok, and there Jacob encounters God, this angel. And for whatever inexplicable reason, begins to wrestle with him all night long until daybreak. And the man with whom he's wrestling doesn't seem to be able to prevail on poor old Jacob, and so he out of joint. But Jacob will not let go. I will not let go, he says, until you bless me. And the person with whom he wrestles, this God, this angel, says, "What is your name?" A colleague of mine over the weekend, when we had worship together on Tuesday, earlier in the week, brought up a really good question. He was talking about how names are used in this text. And he said, "Isn't it interesting that God or the angel asks Jacob, 'What is your name? I will not bless you until you tell me your name.'" And it occurred to him, my friend, that God would not bless Jacob because Jacob had used someone else's name a long time ago. Do you remember the story of Jacob and Esau? Do you remember what happens in that story as their father is coming to the end of his life? Jacob and his mother conspire with one another, and they put hair all over Jacob, and they send him over there to be blessed by his father, because Jacob was not the eldest son, but his mother wanted him to receive the blessing. So once before, Jacob had gone to someone and said, "Bless me, Lord," his own father. And as his father reached out, he said, "Who are you?" And Jacob said, "Esau." And his father laid his and his inheritance upon Jacob's head. Well, naturally, Esau, the hairy one, was furious. And in our story for this morning, Jacob is on his way, and Esau is on his way where they will meet, and Jacob expects to die. And as he wrestles, he asks, the divine creature asks, "What is your name?" As if to say, until you acknowledge who you truly are, you cannot receive my blessing. And so finally Jacob says, "My name is Jacob. I am not Esau. And I did not receive the blessing of my father honestly or deservedly. I am simply Jacob." And in that moment, the divine creature blesses Jacob and gives him yet another name, Israel, "For you have striven with God." And then Jacob says, "Well, by the way, what is your name?" Can you think of another time when that question got asked? Moses, yeah. As Moses stands before the burning bush, he says, "Lord, and what shall I tell the people is your name?" And what is God's name? It's a verb. I am. And so Jacob receives a kind of verbal name, the one who has wrestled with God, and God does not share God's name. Do you notice that? The divine creature does not say, I am Yahweh, or I am Gabriel, or Fred, but rather simply blesses Jacob. Maybe part of what we can understand from this story is that God blesses us with our true name and nature as well. So often we have the idea that we cannot be acceptable before God unless we meet the kind of criterion that we set for ourselves or others set for us. That we cannot become clear with God, or we cannot come before God until we have cleared ourselves of our impurities or done just the right amount of work or been to church a certain number of times. I remember as a young person, a friend of mine said, well, I don't know how you could possibly be a religious person with as much as you cuss. And I thought, you know, I was 14. What do you want? But God blesses Jacob for exactly who Jacob is. Stealer of names. Taker of inheritance. Kind of a rascally sort of guy. And yet God, and having received Jacob's true name and identity, blesses him anyway. And so God blesses us in our true and unvarnished nature. Blesses us in our brokenness and our healing. Holds on to us through the night in the midst of our joys and unworthiness. Our feelings as if we are not quite ready or not quite right, in our loneliness and in our gathering, in our partying in the Lord and in our isolation, God blesses us. For we have been given our name, and we can take no other, for we are who we are. And we are blessed by the God whose name is I Am What I Am. And then we spend the rest of our lives wrestling with God, receiving blessing upon blessing over and over. God's made and beloved child. Amen.